Holding mill the sugya of Roy Machbis Tashmish. We had off last time that two are term based upon the sugya on Daf Samach Vav. We have one heter, Atel Bevesta, discussed yesterday with its four pshatin in the sugya. Beis Yosef says, Lav Tavka, the chelik one upon another. Today we're holding my sefer, the sugya being tell upon a mako, that the Gemara says clearly can be semich upon. It's first to go through Rishonim, then they break up the Mechaber and Amo into different chalokim. To get through Rishonim, there seem to be four different questions floating around over here. Number one, first of the halacha tell upon a makar, do we do that or not? The Torah brings down the Ramban. Since Gemara says you have to compare the dams if it's mashun or not, and we're not bekeem to compare the dams over here, therefore the Ramban says bezmanazeh we're not tell upon a makar. The Maisa, the Russian Torah says what's the big deal comparing the dams over here, and therefore they come on to be makal, and that's clearly how we paskin with tzemich upon a makar even bezmanazeh aleph. Second shell among the Rishonim is what makar we're discussing over here, the dafka makar that's moitzi dam. Even a makar that's not being moitzi dam. Therefore, the Beis Yosef brings down a machlekes. He says, "Very Rishonim, the Gois Maimonides and the Mordechai, who was the Deshen of Oid, says that Halacha and Metzias over here is discussing a makar that is being moitzi dam." At Sadasheni, the way how the Beis Yosef brings down from the Rashba, that even though you did not know it's moitzi dam, as long as you know there's a makar, you can be told upon it. Now, in that pshat of the Rashba, that the Beis Yosef says, and the Dr. Moshe Taz agrees, the Shach disagrees, and says that's not Pshat of the Rashba. The Rashba says also have to be Moitzi Dam, just you have to be Margush that right now the Dam is coming out. And therefore the Rashba is not arguing Shari Shainim. There's a Chumr in the Shach, there's no reason that holds that we do not have to know that the Dam is being Moitzi from the Mak over here. A third shell among the Rishonim is when to be tell upon a Makal, is it Dafka Shlei B'Shas Vest, or even B'Shas Vest over here? Deva Kamlung again, most Rishonim want Taino, Chuma, Goy Smaimis, Mordechai Smag, is Dafka a case Shloi B'Shas Vest, unless it's the case of a Kesem. At Sadasheni, they bring down the Beis Yosef, the Rashba over here, that says the Loch over here is Rishonim B'Shas Vest, that the person can make it even B'Shas Vest. Now the Beis Yosef bring down the Rambam that says also B'Shas Vest you can be makel. Dr. Moshe went this way. However, the Shach L'Maisa disagrees and says that not we cannot be told a case over here of we cannot be told even B'Shas Vest. Now it comes out over here according to Beis Yosef that two coolers in the Rashba, two very important coolers. One is that the Rashba holds that you can be told even B'Shas Vest, and number two, the Rashba holds you can be told even a dam that's not being mitzi for the Mako. We do not know it's being mitzi. That means there are two coolers in the Rashba Shita according to Beis Yosef. A fourth question among the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef brings down is what is shat in the Mordechai. The Mordechai has a statement over here that a person who has a vest, Shloi B'Shas Vest, tell upon a Mako, it brings down the statement of a Mako. The question is it one long statement? Or we're saying two separate halachas over here. That means we ended off yesterday, the Taz brings down that the way the Beis Yosef, the Akamoisha, the Shach, the Kodesh Kesef agrees, the Mordechai is saying a massive kul over negate the sugya of Mako. If a person has a vest, even Shloi B'Shas Vesta, the loch you tell upon a Maka, Gam, we have no idea that there's a Maka here. We have no idea that she has a Maka. We're tell upon it and saying, due to the Machmas, the Miuch of the Tashmush, going against the Evarim over here, therefore you created a Maka. At Sadasheni, the Kamlung, the Taz, and the Bach, they want to disagree over here and say the only time that the Mordechai is being Makel is making a Hemshech of the Sugya. When you know there's a Maka, then we'll tell upon it when she has a vest, Shloi B'Shas Vesta, and say this situation being Moitzi Dam. So again, it comes down to get through Shem with four questions. Number one, Hotel B'Zmanazen upon a Maka, yes, we go not like the Ramban. Number two, what Maka we're discussing over here will make it seer from among the Sugya, Dafka Moitzi Dam, even in case of not being Moitzi Dam. B'Shas Vester, Ikir the Pesach can come along to be Machmin, we'll see them in the Rambam over here. And B'Shan the Mordechai is Machlokes over here, the Taz versus Shach. Come on, the Mechab and the Loch, and he says two separate statements over here. Number one, he says a person has a Makab, Oysa Makab, Tolub, B'Makosa. That's before Shigemoro. That's what Shigemoro over here says. Come on, the Shach, and says, what does that mean over here? You have a Mako. So he says that does not mean you have a Maka in the Pruzer, in the Natik Shavoy. It means you have a Maka in the Rechem. And therefore, you can tell a dam coming out from the Rechem itself, but you have to know that the Makkah is coming from the Makor Shavoy, from the Rechem itself. Now, Kamal Lashachan says, even do a B'dik of the Shoshavaferis, you find dam and mice on top, also you be Makel, because the Makkah is coming from the Makor. There's no problem over here. Now, the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Chavadas and says, this halacha is only when the Makkah comes from the Makor, then you have to know there's a Makkah in the Makor. But let's say a person is not Makkah where the dam is coming from. Maybe from the car, maybe from the stardom. In that situation, you do not need to know the Makkah is the Makar. it could be even a case with the makis and the stodom. Now he goes on further and says this idea of saying you tell upon a mak in the makar, he brings up upon a meiris the daf in the case where the mak is coming after the makar. But let's say the mak is in the ma'ayin, in the stomach, and the only way it comes out for the body is being belay inside the rechem. Then it comes out. That's not nichel negeder of called a mak inside the makar. And he goes on further, bringing down Ram Blim, and says, you saw it over here, that a makah that's in the base rechem is nichel nisugyo makah. That means even though it's come from the same makor, same place, that the nida comes out, where she sheds the lining, but the mice is nichel in the klal of makah, we're going to tell upon him and be makel. The second klal comes along the mechaber, and says, however this halacha is dafko, it's not damashono. With damashono, a person cannot be tell upon makosoy. Now, first, come along the Taz and Shach, they speak out, that first, as a Taz, with a stam, we do not go and compare the two. We assume over here the situation is not nechel get a mishuno, give a toil upon a mako. However, says the Taz, bringing down the drisho, let's say it's in front of you, the spediko, and you have the mako in front of you, eshlevruwe, you have to go mimavar. At Sada Shani, the simple reading of the Shach is to argue with the Taz. He says, oh, the loch is, we assume over here, it's not be mishuno, you didn't have to show to a chacham. He does not say the soida of shlevure. He said the person can be makel. Why? Because they have a chazaka of tahara or emedes, and we keep the chazaka as is. So it sounds like the machlokes taz and shach. The taz is very clear. Of shlevure, if it's in front of you, you have to mevar. Mashenkin, the shach says you have a chazaka of a being a Torah over here. So first, come on the taz, the piska tshuva, a being a nadi b'hudo, and says, let's say a person has a mako. He takes a finger and pushes it against the mako and makes the dam come out. The dam that comes out over here is Mishuno, and the dam that she has in front of her. In that situation, he says, do not say the Chumro, and say you cannot be Toilah upon Makosai, because it looks different. Because the only reason why it looks different, because you pushed it to come out. And since they did not have a chance to get ripened, or come to its stage of being a full dam over here, therefore it's dam Mishuno. But still a Maisa can be Toilah upon the Makah, and that's number one, he says. And the Maturi says, the fact that you push the dam comes out is not nichel klal, that we know that's a mak that's moitzi dam. Because you have to push, it's not nichel in the category over here. Now the next pesach tshuva of Kohen Chavdal is very important. It's very important. He gets involved with, once the shach comes along over here and says, you have a chazaka, or being toher, that's why you come along to be mekel. When is the issue of nichel geder of being chazaka, being toher? You mean that machlokes the Nodi Buda versus Bris Avram, what's the halacha doing the Yemei Levina? That means the main Nidah of Adishitame, when she's Torah, she's Torah. What happens during the Zayin Nikim over here? She made a hefsik, but yet she did not go to the mikvah. Is she nichel to get a chazaka of Mikta, or Torah or not? Nodi Buda says, no, the halacha is Yemei Levina, she did not go to the mikvah yet, nichel in the category of chazaka being Tomei. They will come along that you cannot be semich upon a makkah. Let's compare the two over here. At Sada Shani, he brings on the Bris Avram and says, no, wants to make a hefsik. It went to my psuch, to my mind, sosim. You have a chazaka being Torah over here. And if you can be Michael, a machlokes. And he says, the Chavadas, some sefer went this way, this category, then once you make a hefsik, nichel in the category, being chazaka being Torah. We'll get to Sim Kuf Sadek Vav, and we set it off the page, and so we'll see over there that there's a third category. There's a locha that some svar montaino, the first 3 days is nichel chazaka being Torah, and after nichel get a chazaka being Torah over here. The Pesach Tshuva goes on further and says a chiddush from the Chassam Sofer. Now Noshim are only zovas min abonon, the chumah took upon themselves. But a maisa a nida min atayro, once it passes 7 days and she does not see dam anymore, she does not need a hefsik min atayro. Hefsik is only nida abonon, not min atayro. Now numerous places can want to argue with this concept, but again, you serve Chassam Sofer, hefsik is only nida min abonon. Now come on Chavdas, and he wants to mechalik the case of here. To compare the dam is you have a hetter with mishun or not. He wants a tiny dafka by roi mach tashmish, then you do not have to go check if it's a dam mishun or not. Because when you have tashmish, there, over there, the shimush changes the color over here, and therefore you don't have to go mavar. Masha'enken, if you see dam shloi mishash tashmish, he wants tiny, then you have to mavar, because the horror, want to go see if the dam is mishun or not mishun over here. Ad kan mechaber. Come on, Grandma, and he basically says 4 cases over here. Has a case of Isha as a Veskavor, a second case of Isha Sha'in Veskavor, a third case over here of Shas Vest, and the fourth case of the Kesem. His halacha that he says over here is first when Isha has a Veskavor, the halacha is Kibbutoyla Shloy B'Shas Vesta, as long as you know of a Maka, a Gam you do not know, the Maka be Moitzidam. The second halacha that Ramah Kamala says, Isha does not have a Veskavor, However, you do not know if it comes from the Makor or not yet. You make Matzah Sugya Svek Svekor. Maybe it's from the Makor, maybe it's from the Stodom. And even from the Makor, maybe there's a Mak in the Makor over here. Yivo Eidis Maisif. Let's say you know for sure it's from the Makor, but you know the Mak, there's Vade Mak that's Maitzi Dam, also you can be Makel. The third Lachi says that B'Shas Vesto, a person cannot be Makel over here. It will not be told upon the Sugya of a Makor. Why? If so, Chil Eidim Leisir over here. Avashi has a period. And the fourth thing he says, the Lach of a Kestim can tell B'Chol Inyan. Those are first the four halachas in the Ramah. Should be very clear what the Ramah over here is saying. Not to break it up and go through step by step in the halachas of what the Ramah over here is saying. First, he says over here, the Isha has a Ves Kavua. The halacha is that we know she has a Maka, a Gam. We did not know that Maka is being Moitzi Dam, Gritayla Hakal. Now, the question is why that's so. We know already, we said before, and most Ishanim say to put toil upon a Maka is Dafka when it's Moitzi Dam. How the word is Ramah saying you toil upon a Maka, we do not know it's being Moitzi Dam. So the two tirots from the Shach and the Bach, the Shach wants Taino. We know that there's a Mordechai Shito. That he says even though we do not know there's any Makkah at all, but Elisha has a Ves Kavur. Shloish B'Shas Vesta can be told upon to saying there is a Makkah there. That mitzvah the Mir of the Tashmans created a Makkah be Mekel. Again, we do not pass like this Mordechai. However, in a case where it's seen that we know there is a Makkah, the Mordechai together with a Makkah the Maisel be Mekel. That's Pshat, the Shach thing in the Ramah. And it sounds like the Shach passing like the Ramah. The way how the Bach brings down, brought down by the Taz, says, in all the Malachim and Starif, we know the Raj Bashito over here is you not need to go know that Meitzi Dam over here. It's the only case where not Meitzi Dam together with the Ves Kavur also be Mekel. So two ways to understand Pshat in the Ramah. Either it's here for the Mordechai Shito, and we have Ves Kavur, or it's here for the Raj Bashito that we do not know that's Meitzi Dam with a Ves Kavur over here. Maisa Kamal Gataz.
Isn't it short tail
proof? What?
aren't those the two things that are being Mitzalat?
They don't say that way. You could have said that way, but they're not saying that way. The Shach says only Mitzalat the Mordechai. He couldn't get about what the Rashba Sheet over here is. That means the Shach argues in the Rashba. The Shach can't do that. The Shitosa can't make it safe for both Sheetas. Now that's how the Ramah and the Shach Maizah Paskins come on the Taz and his Marachovir and says against the Mechabit Savov and says Zayin and then wants him to come Aleph and against Chumas Ades and against the Kosh Ayiduro. Therefore, come on the end of the day, it says a person cannot be Mekel when he have a Maka, when a person has a Veskevur, even in a situation you do not know it's Moitzi Dam. However, he says when it is Moitzi Dam, and he ends off the Shekhar Torah of Adi Kami Mekel, he says what's Nichel in the category of being Moitzi Dam, he sends you to Locha and Tziv Zayin. Meaning a person has one makom, he always feels in one place, that dam comes out, and she, that area, that's nechel gela moitzi dam. Or he says, an isha who has a koshkin, she has a ke'ev, a pain in a certain area over here. Not only that, even though she has no pain right now, but when she has dam comes out, she has pain in that area, nechel gela moitzi dam. What he says, let's say noshma have this mako, and other noshim know that this mako is moitzi dam, she's also nechel category moitzi dam. That means even though the Taz argues on this ram over here, that's the situation with not Moitzi Dam. With Moitzi Dam, or Nichl in the category of being Moitzi Dam, then he agrees to Amol Alocha that by a Ves Kavur, he was stumbling upon this Mak over here.
This is from the Mordechai?
Sorry?
Mordechai.
Without the Mordechai. Don't need the Mordechai.
Mordechai speaks about Moitzi Dam, not Moitzi Dam.
The Mordechai is not discussing, it doesn't say which one is discussing. Actually, the Mordechai is discussing Dak and Moitzi Dam, sorry. Mordechai is discussing Dak and Moitzi Dam. No, the Mordechai writes Dak and Moitzi Dam. The Beis Yosef begins on the Mordechai sheet of the Moitzi Dam.
If it's being Moitzi Dam, then you still need the Ves Kavur?
According to the Taz. That's the Taz saying he'll be in that situation. The Ramah says even, we'll get the Ramah also. The Ramah says even if Ves Sheinik Kavur, you know Vadai for them called Moitzi Dam. But no, I think the Taz being Moitzi over here, even a situation not Vadai, these are the things we assume in the Chalgeta Moitzi Dam. That means there seem to be two levels of a Moitzi Dam. There's one we're assuming is Moitzi Dam, one Chalgeta Vadai Moitzi Dam.
Well, the whole
Sif Zayin
is only if there's a
Vesas Kavua. We'll get to Sif Zayin. That's Now this halacha to be applied by case of Daf Goroi Machmas Tashmish when they get to the Suga of Zayin and Kim also. So come along the Shach and he wants to tell you that over here, since Mishum Guna Kilubar Rabbanon, that's why we make all the same upon either the Mordechai or the Rashba, we had this school over here. Otherwise, the gate of the Sugya of Zayin Nekir would not be same upon the Mordechai, not have the Bach ones same upon the Mordechai. That means with those one tiny, this whole shot in the Amor to be make with the Amor, Agam the Dekmo Vava wants to tie the Pshat Amal is not the way. And the loch is that we can press to be Mekel even against Zainakim. Although the Noid Behudim himself, Maskona, he's afraid to argue with the Shach. He wants to call Locha like the Shach, the person cannot be Mekel the Gate Zainakim when it's Isha has a Veskvua with a Makh that's not being Moitzi Dam over here. That means this Kul over here that the Amal wants to argue with the Taz, the Mice is not much of a Kul, it's only the Gate to Sugar Roy Makh Pastashmish. That's one way of saying it over. Another way of saying it over is we have Kveger, the Pesach Tshuva being Zalf from the Chavadas, is also Gerwai Mappas Tashmish we make all, because that's Nichla Sugav Dra Bolans. Mashenki, the idea of being a Nido, Nichla Gedev Dereiso. And they get Dereiso, we should be more Machmer than the Gedev of Zainikim over here. Then we come along and we have this Ramah, those who want the Maisa argue with this Ramah, Halachal the Maisa, the Taz, and even those who want to be Mekel, come along with Rachon, one time only to be Mekel. The only mitzvah the sugya either of Vestas are drabonon, mashaki not by Zainakim, or mitzvah the sugya of Guna, the kilobar rabonon. Now the that's in the case where a person saw this had a smaka, not roi machmas tashmish. Let's say the head of maka is mamash roi machmas tashmish, and therefore we make us a moitzidam. In that situation, would we say also to be machmas Zainakim, or no, cannot be machalik? That means the Pesach Tshuva brings down Knesset Cheskel and says the only time the Shach is being Machmer is when it's not be Hanamako. We're not sure Moitzi Dam or not. Come on to be Machmer and again to Sugar Zainakim. But let's say this act itself was Roy Machmas Tashmish. So Roy Machmas Tashmish saying what? The Mach is being Moitzi Dam. So how will Mechalk and say, Negeta Roy Machmas Tashmish is Moitzi Dam and Negeta Zainakim is not Moitzi Dam? You can't mechal the two over here, and therefore in that situation we make all the Sugar of Zainakim, says Knesset Cheskel. Salashenu, Pesach Tshuva goes up further and brings down the Siddur and the Tzemach Telech that wants to disagree. You can't machal it. Neged to Rabbanu the Lamayis will be Mekel. Neged to the Raisas, or neged to Aguna will be Mekel. Mashenkin, in other cases, will not be Mekel over here. Now, some neged to these Klom over here, we're saying Isha is a Veskevor. What's Nichol the Geda of a Veskevor? Pesach Tshuva brings down two different cases over here to be Moisev. The number one, even Isha is a Vesh Enikvor, but it's something called a Vesh Tshuva Sadeshen. Meaning she will not see before day 26, she'll be nichel negeda of a veskevur over here, and therefore she'll have the head to the Ramah and say you have a veskevur with a mak that's not be moitidam, you can be megal. And number two, the Pesach Tshuva brings down Sekon Chavav, a case of a zekeno, also personal maisa can be megal, not like the Shub Pnei Yeshua. Now he does leave out the case of Musalakis, or if the page of Achronim argue with the halacha, they give to the sugya of Musalakis. Now come along the Pesach Tshuva, and he brings down the Sekon Chav Zayin, that the loch over here is, let's say a person says she has pain during Tashmish, but she has no idea she has a mako. People want to know, is pain enough to say there's a mako? Come on, the night, it's very clear, pain is not enough to say you have a mako. That's not the way you have a mako. It's not maybe having Tashmish, you're doing a little bit hard, different way over here, and there's no way at all, and therefore you have to know you have a mako over here. But let's say you know you have a mako, and you know it's Moitzi Dam. At certain times, over here, not sure being Moitzi Dam, then you have the Siddur Torah. In that situation, we'll assume it's Mestama being Moitzi Dam. That means if you have pain, it's Moitzi Dam. Again, right now, you don't have pain, we'll assume that this Maka is causing you to be Moitzi Dam. And the Chassam Sofer says a Chiddush over here that even though we want to be Mekel, and say when you're Roy Machs Mestashmish, Nichla Sugiv Maka, we toil upon it. But that's why either Mitzad Mishim Guna Kilabar Abonon, Mitzad Dindu Abonon of Vestas over here. But Sofer Kal Sofer, you have to be punished by Eva Meis. You can be punished by Evachai, you have to be punished with the Eva Meis over here. Now, the Pesach Tshuva Sukkon Chotes brings down Noi Debhudo that says a person is a Veskevur and so Shas Vesto, and she knows she has a Mako that is Moitzi Dam over here, even if she really is in a situation of a Nido, or certainly a case of Nichla Sugim Musalekis, since she knows she's a Moitzi Dam, the Maisa, you can't be Mekel. Except he says after later, because everyone knows after later, go on and on, saying Dam over here, and therefore after later he says the Maisa love Dako, you can't be Mekel. So again, it comes out that Moitzi Dam can make it even when she's a needle, even if it's only a case of Musalekas. Could we know that the period of Maisa stops over here? And what's coming out? Who is the Mak over here? The second halacha negate Ramah. He comes along and says that Isha has no Veskevur. He has two Aterim. So brought up the two Aterim separately. His first Heter is a case when a person says to make him Mitzal Suga Sveksveko. Maybe the Mak is coming from the Makor, maybe from the Stotum. Even if it's coming from the Makor, maybe there's a mak in the Makor itself. Therefore, you can't be Mekel. The Maisa come on the Shach and he's Marach, numerous rise against the Ram over here, and wants to disagree. Vodi points out it's not a good Svek over here, it's not Mesapek, the Chos Nechal Geda of Shem and Eschadu, and therefore he wants to argue. That means it comes out. The Amar is two Atarim over here. The first head is Negeta Vest Kavua, the Taz argues. Negeta Kase Vesh Eni Kavua, the Shach argues. I mean, you have to realize these Atarim and the Amar, the Taz and Shach, each one they disagree with. Now, come the Pesach Tshuva and the Maisei, he wants to say this head over here applies to Afka when she has a Cheskas Tairo. She has a Cheskas Tumo. What that means, courts machleikus. We know there's aloch and simon kof yud. When the mecheskes iser, by the case of the svek svek, lav dafki can be mekel. The gon the night to come along saying further, maybe a person can only be mekel lav dafki with zayin nekiyim, but the first 3 days negate the sugya nekiyim. Maybe nichel the sugya cheskes tomo, and therefore a person has to be machmer. Now come along with chavadas, and he wants to limit that to the ramo, and therefore lav place can want to go this mahalach. He wants to tell them all again, saying the loch is, can we make him with a sugar svek svek? We know Veskavor, not sure where the market's coming from. He wants to tell them that in the case you have no agosha. You have no agosha, Nicholas Sugiv Drabonim. Divi can we make him. But let's say you had a sugar agosha, or he did a bediko, or he did tashmish, and maybe you had agosha over here. Then it come along the Chavdas, the Maisi wants to be machmer. Come along the, also the night of Yudah.
Are we speaking about when you had tashmish? No,
the get tashmish one better.
The get
no, we'll see a couple times. We'll get, for example, there I'm all in on in the saloch. The most is not discussing tashmish, discussing the tlius of makas per se. Again, the sugya is ikib building from the sugya where mak was tashmish. We're discussing tlius of makas per in general also. Now, come on, the Buddha says can make on a sex vehicle. That he wants a title. Let's say you have a veskavor, and you see b'shas vestal. And a person might say has a gosha that's coming out from the makor itself. So the only reason why the Amor wants to be machmer v'chilo in l'esira b'shas vesto, here the maisa I can answer over here that I had a gosha that's coming out from the makor itself. The maisa can be mekel. Therefore, see the Peskashu brings down 3 different times this chavadas Nadi Yehuda that says aloch is b'shas vesto itself, and you feel the dam coming out from the makor, you can be mekel because otherwise all the vestas you'll be machmer because you didn't have that gosha that's coming out from the makor itself. Now he does end off the Peskei Tshuva. The Ma'aseh of those who are passing like the Amor, the Shemar Kech, Tshuva Mahava, passing like the Amor, I'm passing on the Shach the Chumra over here. That means it comes out. Aloch LaMa'aseh, are we toil upon a case of Isha has no vest, but Tzadzugi is Svek Seker? There are 3 sheetahs of Aloch LaMa'aseh. We have the Amor that says LaMa'aseh you can. We have the Shach that says LaMa'aseh you cannot. Tshuva Mahava went this way, and we have this place can like go like the Chavadas. Depends if you have a Gosha or no a Gosha. We have no a Gosha LaMa'aseh can be Mekel. We have a Gosha LaMa'aseh to be Machmer. Coming the Amon and has a second heter when the Isha does not have a when she knows it's coming from the Makar, the Locha, you can be told, the Loch, when you know the Dam is coming from the Makar, because you don't have a sex fake over here, you can tell upon the case when you know Vada, the Mak is coming out from the Makar. From the Mak, you know the Dam is coming Vada from the Mak over here. Then it can also be Makal over here. Now, over here, coming the Shachni speaks out that this halacha is, even though I said in the first Akimto of the Ramah, is only negate to Oymachmas Tashmish, not negate to Zaynakim. Over here, come along to be Mekel, even negate to Suga Zaynakim. Why? Because you know for sure this Makkah is Meitzidam, we know it's coming from the era, we Mekel even the Suga Zaynakim. That means in this whole entire Ramah, the 4 halachos over here, only the first case of Machlokes among the Achronim can Mekel negate to Zaynakim. All the other time, you can be Mekel negate the Suga of Zaynakim over here. Now, come along with Shach and says, you know for sure that the Makkah Moitzi Dam, even though you're not Margish right now, the Dam is coming out, still it can be Mekel. Now, come along with Nadi Behuda, and he says, Aloch is, if a person is ready to tell me, you cannot be toiled upon the Makkah, unless you know the Makkah is, even, I'm sorry, Dafka, the Makkah is coming to the Makkah, you cannot be toiled upon it when a person is tell me over here. However, let's say the Makkah is from the Tzadim, you have no Agosh over here, where exactly it's coming from, then a person, Lamaisa, can be Mekel. And again, he says a second time, this halacha we have a shash vesto. If a person sees, it can be told upon it, if you know the dam is coming from the makor, if you have a gosha at that moment over here. Now, he brings down a bit of rum when the Yechezkel wants to be mafakfik upon, and says by a person who has different maris that he sees, and now might you have a dam coming after the makor. Even though the Chura, you can tell upon the other Marish, this time, since you know Dam is coming out of the Mako, the Maisa person can be Mekel. Pesach Tshuva Lamed brings down, can we be sent upon different doctors? And it sends you to over 35 different Tshuvas. I assume the Oilam looked it up when he learned the Sigur. Instead of Chazar, he just sends you to over there, those 35 Tshuvas over there, Ayin Sham. He does bring down a statement that Chassam Sofer over there says, they get to doctors, that they're believed upon concepts and they're not believed upon the issue specific of. That means they come along and say in Teva there's a concept of Cyrus or Shuma or Kadoma they're believed. When they come along and say this Isha has a Shuma or Cyrus, the Maisa they're not believed. They're not believed on a specific guf, only on concepts. He does bring down the Emil Stoker and negate the case of Keshes Ruach, which I have no idea what that means. Then he brings down which he has machlokes about. Then he brings down some Seif and negate the Glandra Eder, which I'm also not sure what that means. Also he has machlokes about that. Ayin Shom. The Kamal Lema, it says a third segment over here, when a person Mishas Vesta, or a case of Ayin Abenis, a case 30-30, the locks do not put Tel upon a Maka. Why? That's his reason why Kamal to be a Machmer. That Kamal Lishach, and says, how in the world are you having Tashmish, Mishas Vesta, or Kamal to be over here, and say when we can be not Tel upon it? How are you having Tashmish to be a Nicholas Sugi Roy Machmas Tashmish? It says the Shach and Echanami, we're not discussing the Sugi Roy Machmas Tashmish over here. That means the Amor, you ask a question, the Amor over here, when it says Alokha B'Shash Vesta, it's not possible Roy Machmas Tashmish. We're discussing the Sugi of what? Zainikim V'Zehu. That means the Amor himself is discussing B'Klolis the Sugi of Mach over here. And once we're discussing the Sugi of Mach B'Klolis, the B'Shash Vesta will be Machmer. Why are we healing the Sira? And therefore, we're built upon this, we have to be really a term over here. That means one had to come on the Shach and says, let's say she's Machmish, the Dam is coming from the Makar, the Lokha will be tired over here. Because we don't have this Sarah Chilah and Lesira. Because the other time we Machma, when she had no Agoshla, the Mach is coming from the Makar. We have a second Heter, the Peskachuva Mingzan, again, Sabkan Chavches, and Chavtes, and Laman Gimel, not like the Chavadas. But let's say a person is Magish, it's coming down from the Makar over here, also he can't be Makal. Without Agoshla, a person can't be Makal over here. With Agoshla, a person will be Machmer. We saw the Loch and Simakope Ches and Sefei. Over there, the Ramah wants a tiny when of Chatichos B'Shash Vesta to be Machmer. So, Shach, why be Machmer for? It's Chatichos. We have an answer of Chilo and Lesero. Yes, well, when you don't have Chatichos, then we might as well be Machmer. That means once we can answer the statement to other Ramah, then we make all either you have a Gosh of the Dam itself coming out, or she has no Gosh over here, or in a situation where you have Chatichos, those want tiny, in that situation, even B'Shash Vesta will tell upon a Mako over here. Now, this halacha was saying a person to be machmir b'shas vesta, kamal p'sach tshuva, being down the chavadas, even if you see after day 30, also nechal and sugya vestas over here, therefore you have sektaro, 1 and 7, to matara over here. The last statement, kamal v'amon, says a person who has a kesem, v'tel b'cholonin, the way the shach explains, even b'shas vesta will tell upon it, even if you do not know the mak is being moitzidam, the maisa will tell upon it. It goes on further, Pesach Shuva, and it means that Noi Yehuda, that we said beforehand, that person has pain. There's no way that it's going to get a Vamako. But let's say negating some she has a pain, is that enough to be told upon a Sugi Vamako here? And so more than a case of a gris. That means, again, people think pain is a right of Vamako. The Loch is not Nichol get a Vamako. However, negating some then we'll be told Lahokal over here. And even though it's more than a gris, the mice will be Mekel. Except, B'Shas Vesel will ask for it. But when you want to tie the first 3 days also of the Zayinikim, that those want to tie Nichol, more Machmer, the Sugi of Gris, will get to Loch and Simakuv Tzadik Vav. Over there will also be Machmer in the case we do not know for sure there's a Mako, only in the case where she has pain over here. Let's say Isha had a Mako, and then she healed over here, and then she took Samim. Could we tell upon the Mako? So negate the Sugi of Klalius, we can't. Negate the Sugi of Samim, we can. We'll say what happened. This Mako that could heal, could unrevealed over here, and therefore, since you have pain, Mishash Tashmish, we'll tell upon the situation over here and take it for the Mako. Again, this is the entire one, some effect upon this. Adkan Sifei. Sifov. The Gemara comes along that Samachvah brings down the Isha is Nemon to say she had a Mako, but Isha Mokum that's Moitzidam. And the Taz says, Ain Sifhei, when I explain what you said, what the Makalik among the Shin, what the Kimt over here is. That means, the Taz explains, that the Rajba says, what is she saying out of Mako? Rajba says, I have a Mako, we are saying the Mako is be Moitzidam. Not she's saying it's Moitzidam, we are saying it's Moitzidam. Mashenkin, the Mordechai goes, my name is the other Rishonim is saying Farkert. She has to say the Mako is being Moitzidam, and for that she's believed. That means, what is the case in Sivav, the Mechalik among the Rishonim, what she is saying? Are we being Moitzidam to her? According to Rajba, she is saying it's a Mako, and we're saying it's being Moitzidam. When the other Rishonim is saying no, that she has to say she's Moitzidam. But Chachu brings down from the Sam Sefer, also she says, I have Betzatim, chaburas, the different wounds or injuries over here, you should also them to say it, especially on the Chazik Yisuro, and Roy Nashim Nasi Roy Machbas Tashmish. Therefore, to say she has these betzarim, also she is Neman. Now, the Ramah comes along and says a chiddush over here, not only she Neman to say she is a Makel, Makel is Maitzi Dam, she's also Neman to say that the Dam did not come from the Makar, came from somewhere else, even though she's not saying she has a Makel. Then the Maitzi is a chiddush, he said the Maitzi in Neman. Pesach Shuva began numerous achronim mafakfik upon it. Toi shlomim, vavava, chavadas, and therefore they only want to use it as a sniff, as a tzirf to mekel. Otherwise, they will not be mekel. Sif zayin, you go to bedekas, or Isha checks herself, and she finds she always has a kess on one side over here. Kamal mechavim said that's nichel together of mitzi dam over here. Kolshkin, when she finds dam one side and she has pain in that area, also still nichel together of being mitzi dam. Therefore, we have what is the definition of a makabi moitzi dam? That means lav dafki always know. The way the mechaber is defining it over here is the case either you find it always on one side, which I'm going to say always means three times over here, koshkin, in your case you have a pain over here. Now, Kamal the Taz, and he says, Ayin sefei would I have a kash in the chur to steer against the Ramah. That means the chur, this situation is discussing in case of a veskavor, and yef no, it being moitzi dam. Yet the Ramah is saying, in sefei, it's a veskavor. And you did not know you have to be Moitzi Dam. L'chor, Sif Zayin, the Seir versus Sifei, that's what's bothering the Taz. Come on, Pesach Tshuva, and he wants to answer the Nadi B'Yudo. Since first, he said over here, is talking about when Isha, she knows she has a Mako. That means a very important Nadi B'Yudo over here. That means certain people say, always find Dam on one side, the Maisa, I can be told upon a Mako. On the page, it's not true. Because the place could not go this way. The case of Zayin is, she knows she has a Mako, and also she has to define what's being Moitzi Dam, she found on one side. But Sam, she says, every time I do a bedikah, I find dam on the side. To say that that's a mako, then the Buddha says, we cannot say that. What we're saying is that we know there's a mako, and we're saying it's being moitzi dam. That's a lochot of zayin over here. Maisa come along further, the Buddha wants to answer the taz and shach, or wants to answer the taz and kasho, that true over here, the lochot of zayin is kasho, she has a mako. That's what the taz and shach and Maisa agree to. However, we come along to say what defines being moitzi dam. And therefore, one of the nafkamina of Zayin versus Sifei will be meisiv over here, that even a person has a vesh she'enik vor, if you do not know it being meitzi dam, will be meikel over here when you find dam on one side. That means that a locha of Zayin come to tell you a locha, even when it's not a vesh she'enik vor. That means it's taz as a kasha. The chor by veske would have to be meitzi dam, so not able to know. They suffer of Zayin even by vesh she'enik vor, you can meikel and nichol the category, and this is called being meitzi dam over here. Simchas, come on, the Gemara discusses that there's a way to mrapa her, to scare her, and dam coming out. Therefore, we discuss in general, what is nichol the suga of refuah? That means, come on, the Rishayim will argue, when can we rely upon refuah? So first, those who are tain among the Rishayim, that before she's chokzik to roi machmas tashmish three times, then the doctor's neman. Once she's chokzik to be roi machmas tashmish, the Sefer Truma says tzarachian, the way the smack says that a refeed of a guy is not neman, your soul is nistapik, Mashenki, the way the Ritzpah says, but if you saw the Maisa, he is Neman. That's Rishonim. Come on, the Mechaber, and he said, Allah HaMaisa, that a person wants to be Mitzrapa before his Chazik, before Roy Machmas Tashmish, the Maisa works. After his Chazik, he says, Yesh Mestapkim. And those want Taino, that you saw, that is a soul doctor, the Maisa is Neman. However, he says, a second point of here, let's say he shows that he can control the Isha's Vestal, he stopped the Dam coming out. That means, let's just every 25 days. And somehow he put in pills and injections, she stopped seeing. So obviously the doctor did a good job. He can't control the vest. In that situation, she's a nick that works, then he can be sent upon the guy doctor. Because very clear that he's controlling her vest over here. Now, Kamal Lushach, it brings on the Bach a massive chiddush over here. The loch is again, once it's mochsik, you cannot be sent upon a doctor. So come along, the doctor tries an isha that's not mochsik. On that isha, after one time, Maisa worked. Should we see, the Maisa worked over here, then even an Isha that's being Muchsik, Roy Machmas Tashmish, still, they can go to their four and it works on the second Isha. Ankan, the Shach, bringing down the Bach. Come on, Pesach Shuvo, and he asks the obvious question, what's the right from Isha that's not Muchsik? She saw one time, then the second time, maybe she still didn't see. And after the four helped over here, it's Tam, she wasn't Roy Machmas Tashmish. So what's the right that the Isha that's not Muchsik to help from the Isha that is Muchsik over here? Maisi does not answer any teretz. Meaning the Chavdas is his question. He sends you the Chassam Sofer to answer the question. Ayin Shom, the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer does ask another point. Why in the world are we giving Eitzes to try it out on an Isha after one time and prove it now on her and then work on Isha after three times? It's called try it upon Goyim. Kohen L'maisa Roy Machmas Tashmish three times, then still much of the husbands. So what's the problem? Go try it on Goyim. If it works in Goyim, then try it on Yidin. She says you study to build upon the Sugya on Daf Pei Vav and Shabbos. The loch is that Jewish bodies do not work the same way as Goyish bodies, and therefore if Corona affects the Maisa Goyim, no right to the Yidin, we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're Mamish Tach Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we have a different Sugya. They each cut through a Muslim, and they say, okay, from China, because they ate bugs over there and whatever things they ate over there. They have issues over there. We the Maisa work different over here.
The Gemara says that we eat different things.
The Gemara says that each Muslim, therefore the bodies work differently. I just threw in the idea of Ashkacha. The Maestik Gemara goes on saying in the next level, two things the Gemara says over there, that the Chassam is not being down, that Kleisel died about mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm.
So, came that concept of Ashkacha.
Isn't that also in this? I thought that's the effect of the body, the
dagger mitzvahs affects
the body.
It could be. That's what it means. We're worried. That affects our whole essence over here. Especially in Yisrael, Yeshua Elikah, Chutzal is no Elikah. The advice brings out that even though we're not semich upon this, and let's say it's a Gilayim Madonna, she has a mak over here, that means she had Tashmah without Tsar a bunch of times. Also, now she starts having a Tsar over here, then away from Mumcha, since we have a Gilayim Madonna, she says she had Zamaka, we can be told upon this fact over here. Siftes is Gemara's case that a person you scare, you shock her, and a clump of dam comes out, Lamaisa, it works out, that she is now healed. And therefore, she's not one of the chumra roi machmas tashmish. So, question is: Bizman hazeh was samech upon not the beis yisrael being down numus v'shem say we're not samech upon it. And the words of the mechab is you cannot be matter of pilus refor. However, you cannot be mitzi ish mei bailo on pilus refor. Like it's a little double of a lashon over here. You can't be matter it, but not be mitzi her. So, what exactly is that double lashon? So, Kamalung V'tazin says what it means over here: we're not matter, meaning it if she got divorced. However, we're not be mitzi mei bailo. That's a shach's second shot. Shach gives another shot, meaning lechatchila, not to do a refuah in this situation over here. That means to show how to read exactly the mechaber. Now, come on, the Pesach Teshuvah as a maisho of Isha b'shach tashmish. She, oh my gosh, she has zivas davalach. And teich b'hal, she jumped out, and she was when she jumped out, dam came out, tons of dam came out. So the question was over here: do we say over here that kusimik upon that lav dam came out of the situation? So first, come along the Pesach Teshuvah and says Yosef Nidhi Huda Agam the Mechabes Mekel. You must show me want to argue. B'di'eved. That means the Mechabes sound like we Mekel B'di'eved. Vekel the Hashem sound like we're not to be semich upon this. That's Aleph. Wendy come along and says the idea of scaring a person is not Lichl Nisugah B'Holo. B'Holo means you're overwhelmed by the moment. Scaring means you're shocked. So it's not Lichl in the category Aleph. Second, he says the whole refuah over here is when a clump of dam come out. However, la dam come out, that's not Lichl getting a refuah over here. Therefore, he says this Isha is not nichel in this category over here for two reasons. It's not the case of shocking. It's not a clump of dam that came out over here. And therefore, it cannot be a semich upon this het over here. Can we make upon this Indian? Sifyud. Sifyud is divided up into the Mechalokim over here, a case where you have Lel Tfilo, and the case of Achle Dosoi.
He's not matter in the Peskeshuas of Siftes?
Peskeshuas, Siftes.
In the
hook of what kind of the mamish? You can't be upon the Gemara's case unless you have the Gemara's case mamish.
It doesn't mean that's Tobi.
No, I understand it meant you cannot be semich upon this heter if the Gemara has a heter before. So your only way to be semich upon the Gemara's heter before is when you did mamish the Gemara's case. The clump of dam came out over here.
Mm.
And you scared her. I read it in the. It can be semich to make on the Isha on the Gemara's heter. Mm. We'll leave it afterwards, maybe. That's how I understood that. Now, Sifyud is the case of Latvila and the case of Achle Dosoi, and somehow from Sifyud and Alf, who really not discussing the Sugya of Roy Machmas Tashmish per se, we gain involvement in the Sugya of Vestas over here. That means Vestas intertwined the Sugya of Roy Machmas Tashmish. Come on, the Mechaber and says a person who Maisa, who's Roy Machmas Tashmish, the Loch is true the Mutter, no Issa over here, because you have to be three times, half the Yapi Chushim inside the Sugya of Vestas. And therefore, says the Mechaber, if a person saw one time Lel Tfilasai, the next time you have to be Parish, and the third time Lamaisa she's Mutter. Why? Well, you only Chosh for one time. Once you Oike one time, like any vest, you Oike after one time over here. Come on, Lamon, it says a second case. Let's say she thieves three times. Every time Bia Rishayna Achat Tfilasai, the Loch is if it's three times you Tzuf from over here, and therefore she is be a case that's Osir. Osir Loilam. Adkan, that means that we have two cases, one Lel Tfilosai in the Mechaber. We have a second case in the Ramah over here, that's Bir Rishonah Ach Tfilosai. The Mechaber is saying the Loch will be Choshi after one time, and the Mechaber is saying the Loch is going to be also Lo Ilam over here. Now come along the Taz as bothering him, what is Ramavim Moisev over the Mechaber? And the Chorat sounds like they're saying two different halachas over here. The Mechaber is saying the halacha is only going to be Osir Latvil Osir, even after 3 times. Masha Enkein, the Amor saying after 3 times, Osir Loilam. Chorat sounds like a little bit of a steer. What is the different cases over here? So come along and he says, two very important statements in the Taz over here. Two different stages over here. Number one, he wants a taina. The case of the Mechaber is Lel Tfilosai Dafko. And therefore the case of a Morkov is Lel Tfilosai. And Yisro Tashmash over here. In a case of a Morkov, that's why a person can be only Osir in that situation of do it 3 times. We also only in that case of a Morkov. Mashenk in the most cases, when you saw Bia Rishona Achet Tfilosai, I mean, not a case of a Morkov. Therefore, also a case of Oilam. Therefore, it speaks out the Pesach Tshuva, and he says, it comes out, let's say you have 3 times Lel Tfilosai. What's the task coming and saying? He's saying, only Osir Lel Tfilosai, Masha Enkin, all of the times the Mice is Mutter.
Isn't the Shulchan Aruch speaking about Dafka once or twice?
No, but yeah, it comes out once or twice. Don't lead the 3 times. But do it, says the Taz. Yeah, Mechaber's saying once or twice. But 3 times, we Osir Lel Tfilosai. That's a one of the Mechaber.
Can't understand the
Mechaber
to say that if it's
3 times also
la'ilam.
The Taz doesn't want to say that away, but the Taz is not saying that way. Taz is really not. Taz is saying that way. That's the simple understanding of the Taz. Is a Morkov, and only Chodesh for Morkov over here. And that's how Taz Shalom might say Paschal over here. Same thing, they get the Chodesh. Let's say a person has Chodesh and Sor, and Chodesh and Sor, Chodesh and Sor, only Chodesh for the case of a Morkov. Atzad Hashem, he comes up with Munash Shmuel, and says Chalila Hakel, Seitaya, Chavadas, and some Sefer, they say not the way. They want Taino, and they can be that way in the Mechaber also, right? Not Much for the Mechaber. That it means over here, you saw the Biri Shani Lot Filosai. Who says it's a Morkov? It just happened to be that it was Lot Filosai with the Morkov. You have no idea it was a Morkov, because every single time what happened, came Osir, then you do 5 and 7 to go to the Mikvah again. Came Osir, 5 and 7 went to the Mikvah again. So maybe stop. Every time it's 3 times a Tzufim. If Metzias is 3 times a Tzufim, there'll be Osir Oilam. That means the Taz comes out, the first time is a massive cool over here. That he's coming along and saying that person has Lot Filosai. Roy Machbas Tashmish, 3 times straight. Other days the Mice is Mutter. Same thing to get the Chodesh, other days the Mice is Mutter. Master Enke, the Mushmur says Chalila Hakel. Come the Taz and says further, the Mice, what's the Chodesh of the Ramah? The Ma says, you say, Biri Shana Ach Filosai, 3 times, Kilisi, 3 times the Tzufim. That's partial over here. They've come on the Taz and says, a Chodesh Pshan the Ramah, even though you saw BS had to maintain, of in between, the Mice come along the Ramah and say, the Mice to be Machmer. That means it's because the second point says the Pesach Shuvah. It comes along, a person has 3 times B.S. Enter, 3 times B.S. Isser, Acha later, every time, a couple days later. She went later, not Tashmish, 2 days later, she had Tashmish. Next time, same thing. Time after, the same thing. The Maisa, then she has B.S. Heter in between. What's the loch in that case?
How's the
Shayach B.S. Heter in between? We'll get to that, what that means, I think. We'll get to that, what that means. We have B.S. Heter in between. So the Maisa, the Taz, the come along to be Machmer. The Shach that we have in the Kuz Kesem, the Maisa is Machmer. And the Mu Shmuel says, in case you went to the Mikvah, but that Kesem, that's not the Chalim Sugiv Hefzik. Not the Chalim Sugiv Hefzik, or Hefzik over here. So Shlom went this way. Atzal Hashani, come along the Seitaira, and the Chavadas brings down the Shach to be Machmer, say not the way. B'Yisahet is in between, does not work. The Maisa come along to Asa over here. And therefore, the Taz really, the question he come along and says, that Agam will see the Loch by Yeledes. But B.S. had to between the Maisel and Mekel, that Dafma had to negate to give you letters, Mitzad Kerechal Chulsha, it weakens the body, and therefore we know Api Svarish way, the Svarish Chitzan is a Mak over here. Mashing in this case, the Maisel will be Machmer. Atzal Shani Chavdas and the Sittai says, why should we Machmer for? You have B.S. had to between. Then it comes out that we have two Yitzaydis in this Taz over here. One Yitzayd, if you only see Lel Tfilosai, Maisel Taz on Simekel, Moshmo says Chalila Hakel. As the second you say, if you have B.S. Hetter in between, the Taz Meister wants to be Machmer, the Chavadah says to be Mekel over here. Now the question is, how in the world do you have this B.S. Hetter over here? So the way the Shach says over is a case of Over V'Shem Sho, without a case of Tefillah over here. Over V'Shem, she did not know this halacha, she knew it was times in the Sugya, and also know B'Metzias, people Meister did not know this halacha, the Over V'Shem Sho, and people make this mistake, that's your B.S. Hetter one way. Another way, Kivegas says over, meaning that B.S. Hetter, meaning you had Tashmish, and you're not Sidam. So it had to mean there was not no dam, the beer did not cause dam to happen.
That's not the
Lashon HaTaz.
Taz not saying over.
You're saying Pshat
Meis
in
the Ramah
over here.
Taz seems like there is, it's not an
offer. Taz the beer had to, what's the case? He's asking a good question. What's the case? So Shach Zem Shana Amor. It could be the same thing that Taz over here. Or we can say that what the Taz means, the Kibbeh gives to come along to have a Munah Shmuel, that case he had three times with Sufim Tashbush that night. We know the Loch of any Kopei Vav, the Amor Mesabei says you only have to check the next day. The first Badika you saw, the next two Badikas did not see them over here. So they have B'ez Heter, Mamash B'ez Heter, and the Maisa in between and still calling the Taz will be Osir, and calling the Chavadas, the Maisa will be Mutter. Now, coming up with the Tshuva and brings down that a person is choshed after one time. The Buddha says the halacha is dafka in a case where it's not a zakena, she's a kenya, can't be mekel. And then the Pesach Tshuva is marach over here, getting involved. What are exactly the kimta of the Nadi Buddha over here is? Now, coming up with Shmuel, and he has a baya exactly of one of the machaber. The words lefenenu is bilel shelt filosai, which does not make too much sense. It's lelt filosai, what's shelt filosai? If he wants to change the gersha, bilel sheni shelt filosai. If you want to know exactly what the Munish Shmuel says, word for word, the behetiv of Kan Chavdal brings down exactly what the argument of the Munish Shmuel is against the Taz over here. The Peskachuma Sekhom and Beis brings down yepi posh lel filosai. Now, come along the Chavdas, it says, Sai kula sai chomro. That means he points out that let's say a person at Tashbush at 10 o'clock at night, and soar within that eino at 4 o'clock, you have to punish lot filosai. That's a comes out a chumro that even though it's tavor machmas tashmish, nothing to do with it. You saw it 5 hours later, 6 hours later. The lochavir is you have to be nichla get a roy machmas nichla get a being punished next time lot filosai. I mean, a person sees lot filosai hours later, which is no issue at all. Next time you have to punish lot filosai. Come down also a cool over here. He says, let's say a person sees lot filosai without tashmish, then that means she came back to mikvah. And before you had to do Tashbush, Shul Lot Filosai, says the Chavadas, that's not Nichol Negeder of a Vest over here, and the next Lot Filosai, you don't have to be Parish. That means the Kulon Nechumru negate this man. Now, come along the Pesach Tshuva and says, when Isha saw Lot Filo the third time over here, he says the whole Indian over here is Rechosh Mitzal Sugiv Morkov. Now, the words of the Mechaber is that he saw one time, Rechosh for the next time, then the third time, he mutter. How third time, he mutter? The way the Chavadas and Sam Shat what should be Lalocha, he kind of is Yechosh for Morkov. What's a Morkov? A Morkov means Lelt Filosai with Tashmish. So the second time you had Lelt Filosai without Tashmish, there's no Akira over here. How long do they have Akira? The whole Is a Morkov, there's no Akira over here. Then if you want to tie down what it means over here to Akira, it means that you're over Vashimsha. The only way to matter the third time is over Vashimsha and forget Lelt Filosai Osh La'ilam, says the Chavadas. Because there's no way to be Akira unless you're over Vashimsha. Therefore, Lelt Filosai Osh La'ilam. Now, we said in Chaburah, Numus HaKonim argue with Numus Fora's why to argue with the Chavadas, but at least on that page, the Chavadas saying a massive Chiddush Pshat in the Mechaber that Lelt Filosai Osh La'ilam in that time over here. Now, come along the Chavadas, it goes on further, and let's say a person sees Lelt, the second night of Lelt Filosai, that means they went to Tfilah Sunday night. Now, Tashmish on Monday night, they saw after Tashmish over there. In that situation, we'll say also the Tfilah of yesterday, Mitzarif with today. We chush also, the same in over here. Bring that for the Munah Shmuel that way, that's very clear. That's the Munah Pshat, the Mechaber. Mashenkin, let's say he says you went to the mikvah 2 days ago, and now it's 3 days late over here, and now you saw you had Tashmish, then we're not to Mitztarif. That means that night will be the second night will be the third night, Lamaisa will not be Mitztarif over here. Pesach Tshuva does bring down to the Bdika of a Shafaris work to be Matlot Filosai. That means you can ask Lot Filosai La'ilam Kod Chavadas. Let's do Bdika of a Shafaris. So bring down the Machlokes Amude Kesef. First, the Chavadas. Chavadas says, B'dikah Shafaris, only when you're stuck we do it. Otherwise, we won't do it. Munekesef says, you are stuck. This night, the Osloilim over here. There he says to go do it, but he says the only time the Shafaris works is Lelt Filosai. You can do Shafaris and not Lelt Filosai. Only Lelt Filosai, then there's a Kira over here. Second half of Locha Sefiud. The Locha of Achaleido. That means, I assume the Elim is the Akimoshin and the Sim is Marach over here. It's a law, being like Rosh Hashanah, being like Ben Chananel, and there's a long Taz, and there's a Shach, and the Kusa Kesef is a Marach for the Olam, just to appreciate the Lumdus over here. Coming to the Ramon, he basically has a couple of cases over here. The words first, he says, Lefenenu, if a person that sees Achaleder 3 times, be a Rishaino, Lachadu Talapanamako. Why? I'm telling the Chulsha, after giving birth, Noshim Kiyadua have Makas. That's 100% Imbus Manazah, and those times also, they have Makas after giving birth. Stitches, heel, whatever the hamak is. Says the second thing there are more. Let's say after every later 3 times, you did not see, and however in between did not see, also a person can be told upon a chol shah. It can also be told that you did not see afterwards, Also, we have the Ben Chanal Shita that says Roy Machmas Tashmish is Dafka in the beginning of marriage, this is later on in marriage, and therefore says that Dr. Moshe, these Tzirufim over here, they saw afterwards with the Chulsha and the Ben Chanal, the Maisa Gretel upon a Mach over here. Now, it says Ramah, this is a case of a Shimsha over here. Let's have a case of Beershal Heter. It says the Ramah, a third thing over here, let's say you see three times the Tzirufim, then the Lochid cannot be Tel upon a later, they need a Bedika with the Shepherds. Those are the three things he says. And he ends off, if a B'dikah Shepherds works, Koshkin of a Shimsha works. I mean, the whole time we see of a Shimsha works, where's it coming from? It's coming from the Ramah of a Shimsha, is a better case than a B'dikah of a Shepherds. That means it comes out, to be clear, we have three cases over here. That means the first case that Ramah is saying, the way that Taz seems to understand, is he had Leda and she saw. One time, Leda and she saw, and she had a third Leda and she saw a third time. That's the first case. The second case, she had Leda, and she saw three times. Leda and three times, Leda three times. The third case in the Ramah is Leda and three times with Tzufim, Leda three times with Tzufim, and Leda three times with Tzufim. In fact, the Taz, who are the second case and third case are the same thing. He's marking with different points, but one of his main questions is, the second case is Leda three times, Leda three times, Leda three times. Third case is Leda three times with Tzufim, Leda three times with Tzufim, Leda three times with Tzufim. That's quite the same exact thing. Elamai, you tell me, no, the second time is later, three times, at which Sufim, you have B.S. Hatter in between. The words that I'm all is, of Vashimsha. If B.S. Hatter in between is not of Vashimsha, you're right to have Tashmish. There's no way Machmas Tashmish over here. So you don't understand, what is the second Akimta? Is it with Sufim? That's the third case. If it's not with Sufim, why is of Vashimsha for? They have a come on the Taz over here, and it says, Echnami, the second case is not with Sufim, you have to change the gears, though. It's not a case of Vashimsha, it's a case of Vashimsha. But it's not with Sufim. That means it comes out, the first Akimta is later at one time, second Akimta is later three times not with Sufim, and the third time over here is later and with Sufim three times over here. Now he goes on saying further also, that this halacha was saying to be Choshesh, is not only that, he's saying with three times with Sufim, after three Ladas, even after first later, three times with Sufim, the Maisha can be Osir. However, in that case, with Ovah Shimsha, they will matter it for the second time, third time, but not for the fourth time. If the first, second, and third time, the loch is, you saw three times, and then three times, and then three times, and then you'd be a setter, the fourth time would be usher until Ovah Shimsha. That means the words Ovah Shimsha is going back to the fourth time, and then after the third time. That's two yisladas that Taz says. Number one, he says, what's the kimta of the second case? The case over here is not with Shimsha, and the case over here is not of a Shimsha. And Voidi says, after three times the Tzufim is Osir, until of a Shimsha, then of a Shimsha will not matter the fourth time. Ad Kantaz, Bekitzer. Kamal Lashach, and he has one thing in the Shach, one thing in Kodz Kesev. What's the first Akimta first? The Meshach of Hanenu says, the first Akimta is not how the Taz understands. It's Leda, and then she saw, and later she saw. The case is, she had Leda, and she saw three times the Tzufim. And then she did be a Setter. And then she did three times the Tzufim, after the second Leda. Then she comes to go Iskirov. When she's not Iskirov the first time, she only Iskirov the second time. In that situation, once you know for the first time, for the first Leda, after three times the Tzufim, then she saw B.S. Hatter afterwards, because she's not seen a dam. Therefore, also, by the second time, we'll tell the Hakel. The second time, the third time, the fourth time, come to Ongar the Taz said the fourth time will not work. He said, no, Maisa, even the fourth time, Maisa does work over here. Now, the Kodz Kesef says the first Akimta is like the Taz. He wants time to Echadam. It could be that way. It's later. And she saw. Later she saw. Later she saw over here. The second Akimta, that the Taz wants to say the case over here is not with Tzufim. He said, no, even a case of with Tzufim. No problem over here. And how we saw B.S. Hatter afterwards, once you have B.S. Hatter afterwards, you're not Meshamash anymore. The Maisa is Mutter from then onwards. We know that the Chol Shul Maisa is what's causing it together with the Ben Echananel. We have a sugya of a mak over here, and therefore, after the Ovah Shimsha, Maisa should be mutter for the future always, second, third, fourth time, it never stops over here. Kamal Lashach, in this case of Achaleida, he says, let's say a case when it was Dam Tor, that means she saw, she had Tashmish during the 33 of the Zohar, or the 66 of the Kevah, the Maisa would not come up to Machmar and not be Moist Lebailo. Now, Piskachubim, Mzayim, Mizan, Amachloikis, Chavdas, wants to argue the Shach, then the people Maisa mask the Shach. The Nebuda has an interesting case over here. He says, Isha saw five times Roy Machmas Tashmish. Five times in a row. The first two times was during Dam Tor. The last two times were not during Dam Tor. The middle topic, she doesn't remember, was it day 66, day 65, day 67? What's the halacha in that case? She's not sure she's wearing machmas tashmish. Well, no, she's not, because nechal is sugi of dam Torah over here. The maisa, he says, Yisoid, since over here this vest is totally upon maisa, therefore the vest is drabonel, therefore a person can be mekel. That means even though we know, I think the Navidu sheet is, the vest is deraisa, but vest is totally upon maisa, nechal get of drabonel. Therefore, we said in the beginning of Kuf Pei Zayin, the get of sugi roi machmas tashmish. If this sugi of nechal sugi drabonel and deraisa, and we want to taina, those want taina, if it's a sugi of vestis, depending upon the sugi of it, or the klolis is vestis upon the raiso, not mucha, kamal nebbi who says, even if vestis could be the raiso, but vest tali upon maisa could be a case of the upon over here. Now, kamal lashachan says, the sugi of over shimsha, according to Avi Rabbi, means over shimsha, what?
Why not
belil tvilo? Ach loy belil tvilo, rak belil shnia. As the sugya of a vest, it sounds like he wants to be as roi machmas tashmish. He wants to be mekel, but as vest, he wants to be choishish. Now, negate the over shimsha. Come on, the shach means that Av Rabbi says over shimsha means nafka case of it three times over here. Have the simple reading of that more means over shimsha means one time he come on to matter her. Now, what's the lumpness behind the Av Rabbi? Why in the world she needs three times for? So, being that the Buddha says two pshatim, either because he's choishish. That what is our sugi over here? According to the shach, our sugi is a vestis, a vesta oinus. Vesta oinus, how many times you want to be accurate? There are more paskin nichla vesta in the one time. The Torah paskin vesta oinus is nichla get a vest kvius even after three times, be oikir three times. So you want to tell you that if Rabbi is choshul a Torah shito, and be oikir, you have to be oikir three times. That's Torah shito. Now, the Maisa does form point out that Rabbi himself says, I did not see the Avrabi inside. My inside does not pass like that. Not go like the Torah, it passes like the Ramah. The other come along and he has a second teretz. Maybe the Avrabi goes like the Taz, we'll get to in Sifud Aleph. Then he says, the Aloha over here is Nichla get a Vesta Gof, Achila Shum. And therefore, Vesta Gof, what's Aloha? Avadi has to be okay three times over here. Now, he has a Kashi. If Tashmish needs three times, so why Shifaris does it work after one time? Lachura, Dika of Tashmish is better than the Shifaris over here. So why in the world is Tashmish three times and Shifaris one time? He said, well, it must be the case of Shifaris, you find dam on the side. That means we discussed earlier what's the afkmini, you find dam on the side, and dam on top. According to the Afriabri, dam, if you find no dam at all. According to Afriabri, if you find no dam at all, it has to be three times. You find dam on the side, even after one time. Then when they get to Tashmish, not check to find the dam on the side. Then if you need the case of three times over here. That means the Tashmish, you have to be found no dam. That means, again, an afkmini, according to Afriabri, if you find no dam, it's three times. If you find dam on the side, that's even after one time. Now, the Pesach Teshuva said, to get to your letters over here, that Allah is the Vadi Yenin Nekim, and we're not held upon a Makkel and Sugiv Aleido, only the get to Sugiv Roy Machmas Tashmish, and the Migdan the Chavadas over here, that says a person who has a Bio of one time and not sing, Allah is then once he's three times afterwards, not held upon a Sugiv of a Makkel anymore, of a Aleido, once you did not see one time at all. So if you know, is Mamshach the Sugya of Vestas over here, the person is Roy Machmas Tashmish one time. 6 months later, she again is Roy Machmas Tashmish. The loch is like Vestas, Yechoshit for 6 months later. We see a side neger to Vesta Gof of Vesta Aynis, you have to see both sides of the spectrum. We saw that again in Kopei Tes, see over here, to be Nichla Sugya of Aflogo of Vesta Gof of Vesta Aynis, you saw beforehand, then 6 months later, you saw later again. That's Nichla the concept of Vesta Gof or Vesta Aynis, negate the Sugya of Aflog over here. Now, it says the Loch, if it happened three times like this, you saw 6 months later, 6 months later, three times in a row, Nechlan, the get of Vesta Shovel, and therefore in between the Mice be Mutter, and the only way to be Oiker is by three times this way. Now, come along the Shach and says, let's say you passed after one time, half a year, you did not see, Mice not Chush at all anymore. The Rashba brought down by the base Asif. Now, come along the Taz, and he has a cash over here. Taz has a question, why over here with Choshish after one time, yet a loch in Sifur, the Ramah says after three times the Aseret and not after two times. So he wants a Taino, the loch over there is that if you Choshish after two times, you're Aseret Olam. And Aseret Olam won't be Choshish after two times, only after a case of three times. They point out what's better bothering the Taz over here. The Chura, he's asking, let's be Choshish after two times. Why? It's only case of workable Aseret Olam, why Choshish after two times? So the way Bekiv Eger says, we see from the Shach over here, that he holds his Nichol together of a Vesta Guf, Yechosh even without a Morkov. That means, what is the lumnus of our vestas over here? The way the Taz, from its kasha, we see the Taz understands of Kivagir, and Nichol get a vest to guf, and he has a kasha, let's be chayshish right away. Right away, let's be chayshish without the morkov. He answers, we can't, because if not, it'll be us l'oilam. That means the Taz understands our sugar is Nichol get a vest to guf. However, come on the Shach. He comes along and says, first of all, this halacha we're chayshish for, by the case of morkov, negate to say a flogel, say negate to tefillah, also negate the sugar of chayshish. That means the person sees a Tetzvah of Nisan. Next month, to be choshish for Tetzvah of Iyar. You don't see Tetzvah of Iyar, then the halacha will be mutter and Tetzvah of Sivan over here. Now I come along and says, why choshish for mitzvah the sugar of Morkov over here? And he says, if it's over here, nichle getter of vest of guf, let's be choshish without the Morkov. And it must be nichle sugar of Enos, not nichle sugar of guf. That means the Taz and Shach are clearly arguing, what is our sugar? What's Sifyud and Sifyud Aleph? The Taz is saying the reason why we're not choshish miyad, k'nichle sugar of a Morkov, Nichol and Sugar of Vesta Oinus, Mash Engel Tassel, the Bechush Miyad, can hold the Nichol and get a Vesta Guf over here. Now the Shach came along and says, Alokha will Chush Tesla of Ear. You don't see, can be more to next time. Come along with the Pesach Shuvah Lashitosa and says, from the Chavadas, the Tavk of Vashimsha, the Hal Yoika a Morkov, with a Morkov. What is a Morkov over here? You have Tashmish on Tesla of Nisan, you have Tashmish on Tesla of Ear, you did not see. But you cannot Tashmish on Tesla of Ear. Therefore, come out that date according to Chavadas Osl Oilam also. Just like my flog is Osl Oilam, and Latila Osl Oilam, he also will be Osl Oilam until the case of Vashim Shalom here. Now, come on to Pesach Tshuva, and he points out that the Shulchan Aruch says over here, you have to be Oike three times. Now, what does it mean to be Oike three times? He points out practically Lav Dafkini three times. That means you have Ves Kavua thing 6 months. Then Roy Machbat Tashmish 6 months later, Roy Machbat Tashmish 6 months later, and you have three times like that. You have Ves Kvias for every 6 months. The next month comes next time it comes 6 months later. You're Purish. So now, next 6 months later, you'll be Choshish again. Says the Chavadas, the Chur is Machlik is based upon Machlik is Taz and Shach and Simikur Peites. What's a locha by a flogo that you did not see on 20? Are you Choshish for 40? Not see on 40, you're Choshish for 60. We sit over there, the Taz says, you did not see on 20, you're Choshish for 40. Therefore, the Chavadah says, because Chuvah says, but Iki, we go like the Shach over here. Therefore, since 6 months later, you did not see. Therefore, you be'etzem, you have no time to count from. Because what's supposed to be 6 months? But let's say you get past six, not 6 months in 1 day. It comes out 7 months, 8 months, 9 months. It's not a Morkov at all. So by default, it comes out, you're not going to be Chishish anymore when you pass 6 months. Not that there's an Akir over here. But by default, there's nothing to be chosh for anymore over here. Mitzad is sugo, you're not chosh unless you have a case of a morkum over here. He does say, let's say, so the chavdas you see 10 months later, then from 6 months from there, the mice you have to be chosh for that man over here. Mash enkin of a shimsho, after 3 times, is a real akira over here. Sifya Beis is a case when Isha Israel, Makmatash, Mishrach, Mal, and Slan, after 3 times, the loch is you cannot stay with her, not in one house, not in one chotzer. However, in one moment, the mice is mortar. To mafanis her, you have to be through a case of a shliach over here. He does bring down Ram Padova, the loch over here, when a person did not live in one shkuna. The case over here, even though in the Machabis case, you have to go over with Edim, in this situation, did not go after over to her with Edim. The mice does say that if you do not have Makan Mitzvah Peruvu, they're going to force him to divorce her. Hagamba's Manazes and Pesach Tshuva, the mice will not force people to get divorced at all. Now, building upon this, Kamlon Pesach Tshuva, being on the base mayor, not negate Suri Roy Machmas Tashmish, lest there's time Isha cannot come Torah for whatever reason. She always has Pitzarim, no way to coming Mutter, she always sees her period very, very close by. Do we come along and say the same halacha to have all these chumras over here, like Roy Machmas Tashmish, that we a person cannot be the same Movoy, the same Chotzer Abayis, and call him a father to three people in the case of Edim? So Yitzal Lakul Lachumra, in what time I forget? Can come Torah, she's in need of Be'etzem, let's be more Machmer, have all these Chumras, or Fakert. But Roy Machmer Tashmish, Be'etzem, she's Torah. And it's be more Kal upon him, maybe be more Chosh B'Tzad the Sugi of Tashmish. That's where we have these Chumras over here. Mash Enkin and Isha the Be'etzem the Nida, that's Chorus, that's it's the Reis over here. Therefore, we won't need to come on, along and be Chosh and put on upon her these Chumras. The last Sif over here in Kobay Zayin, the Sugi of Epsulo. That means we know the Locha Roy Machmer Tashmish. Is when there's a chash that dam causes her to shed the lining. Masha enkin by a case of basula, why dam coming? She's a basula. That's the chlusig of a mak over here. Therefore, when a person sees dam machbis salum, we will not give her the category of roi machbis tashmish. However, let's say she had tashmish one time and did not see, then afterwards she saw, the loch is nichel negeder of roi machbis tashmish, if she saw three times that way, and therefore should be also to her husband over here. Now speaks out the Pesach Tshuva, that what does that mean? That means if she had tashmish one time without dam, then it cannot be toil anymore over here. But he says a chavadas, let's say she did not do a bedika one time, then also cannot be toil anymore. A chiddush of the chavadas, that means one time, first time he had tashmish, dam king. Second time he did tashmish, he didn't check. A lot of people are taught not to check, some people are taught to check. Different hungers in Klai Yisrael. If you're taught not to check the second time, maybe there's dam, you don't know. Third time, you come along and see dam over here, says the chavadas, nichol chashash roi machbis tashmish. Numbers are going to want to argue on this side over here. Now come along there more, and he wants a taino, built upon the way, says to the Taz Marach over here, that could we be told upon roi machbis tashmish on besulim in a case when she has no tsar? That may, means maybe in a case not when she has tsar to tell upon it, when she has no tsar not to be told upon it. So the Maisa come along there more, Maisa he wants to be machmer and only be makel when she has a case of tsar over here. Agam the Bach wants him a fakfek and sends me makel. However, the Taz Shach, the Behuda, the Kamlung, the Ikkigol, the Lochla Maisa, like the Amon says, you have no tsar, a person cannot be makel. The Beis Yosef is the Sefil Lahokel, and therefore Maisa he wants to be machmer. However, Kamlung, the Pesach Tshuva, and being down from the Behuda, and says, you have no tsar, when a person has a vest kavua, now we have the Lochla back in Sefei. The Mordechai Shito, that his idea when a person has a vest kavua, shloi b'shas vest, they can be makel, even though you have no tsar. Practically, the Gate also is very, very important, because we know, we said it right before, already in Sefei, that the vest Chumas Sedeshin is Nichol Ishu has a vest Kavias over here. So it comes down to Ishu who has no Tsar, and she sees Dam, will be Mekel when she has again a vest Kavua, which is a case of vest Chumas Sedeshin. A second thing the Pesach Tshuva says, if she sees three times Lel Tfilosoi, or King Mishamas also the second time Achel Lel Tfilosoi, Lel Sheni, and Yedach Sam Soiv and Marach over here. Now the Pesach Tshuva brings down that if you do it upon Miris, can involve a different case over here, I ain't sure exactly what it says. And the Sefer Yudal brings down the locha, and the person cannot be toivel. The locha is you have to take some by law. Adkan Simpe Zayin, if Hashem tomorrow be much shorter share, just go through the locha of Maris, a quick chazorah on Simekov Peches. It's locha.